Yesterday, we saw what was a wicked but ultimately futile act of terror. And today, everybody's thoughts are with those three people who were murdered, their loved ones, and the seven people who are in a critical condition in hospital still, along with all those who were injured or affected. We're all here in Parliament grateful for the work of the police and the security services and indeed the paramedics who helped so much yesterday. All of their courage, skill and the speed with which they got here was humbling and they acted very bravely. Sadly, though, the death of PC Keith Palmer was a dreadful reminder that it's always the police who run towards the sound of gunfire or the sound of a bomb. He died protecting me and my colleagues and my staff, and he helped to save lives. While the police investigated, I was locked in the House of Commons chamber with hundreds of other members of Parliament, and we were relieved to hear that our teams were safe elsewhere in the buildings too. Everybody here was kept in until the police had swept the building, made sure that there was nobody else in here, that we were all safe, and then we were released kind of mid-evening. Today, after the minute's silence, and I have to say a very dignified and appropriate statement from the Prime Minister, the House continued with its scheduled business. Our work representing our constituents and tending to the laws for a free and democratic and prosperous United Kingdom continues as it must always do in the face of this kind of atrocity.